Socks came from Sam's Club.
You know you're old when a motherfucker be like, you know where I got this from?
And then they be like, dang, they Sam Club too?
Hey, man, they be having some good shit at Sam Club. I bought my little son outfit from there. I like, shit, we might as well get something together. Why you laughing, bro?
You know it's over when your shoes come from there.
I ain't there yet. I know some people that
well, Alicia D said you got them Al Sixes. Man, I was looking at something. This dude brought up a thing. It was like, pick an NBA player that you think you could beat up, and if you beat them up, you get their contract. I'm instantly like, I'm old, I'm out of shape, so nobody. Y'all think y'all got anybody? All y'all gym warriors?
You talk about like right now?
Like right or now.
Like right now.
Active?
Yeah. Austin Reeves.
Austin Damn. Reeves?
You think you
man.
He's kind of frail, bro.
No.
That he tall, don't get me wrong. He's 6'4", but he's frail. I think I can fold him up.
Fold him up.
I don't think you got. He don't let you reach him.
Have y'all ever seen basketball players? They be skinny as hell.
Yeah, but I don't think you can reach him.
But they stamina though.
I'm finna get up in this grill.
That motherfucker plays full court for a living.
Yeah, you last time he ran
run court. Back. And he got height.
Reach.
I'm getting up in the.
I don't know.
You think you quicker than Austin Reeves?
Damn what?
You think you quicker than Austin Reeves?
This ain't no sprint.
With your hands.
This
ain't no, sprint. With your hands.
For sure.
For sure.
What's in your cup?
For sure. But y'all scared of Austin Reeves?
I'm not scared of him.
Y'all standing here right now. Y'all think y'all can take him?
No.
Chris, you about crazy as hell,
bro. No, I'm talking about like a stamina.
Bro, you grab him and slam him. Get him.
I'm just saying, they rested heart rate is way lower than mine.
It's a fight. Everybody, it's stamina. I ain't worried about stamina.
I'm talking about a fist fight. Like, you can't grab shit.
Why not? A fist fight, you can grab.
No, you can grab them. I'm talking about you can't grab shit to hit them.
Yeah, I can get him.
I think y'all are underestimating like the stamina of.
Now, I'm not going to try one of these like other like super tall, athletic, strong niggas.
You're going to try Drew Margaret? A lot of people were saying Trae Young.
Oh, you know what? I would actually give me Trae Young over.
Trae Young, no.
Give me Trae Young over Austin Reeves for sure. I don't even know why I didn't even think of Trae. Because that's my dog.
Trae might got them hands too, though.
Nah, Trae, give me.
I'm not even talking about hands. I'm just talking about the stamina it takes to fight.
Trae like 6'1".
Well, if you're just talking about stamina, then no. Yeah, ain't none of us going to be able to like keep up with him.
Yeah, Trae Young, easy. Ooh, that's a good
payday. Easy?
Easy, Trae Young, for sure.
Easy?
He's like 6'1".
Catwalk?
He's like 6'1", and probably like weigh 180.
Who you got?
You know what? I might go with Trae. If I had to choose somebody, Trae might be we about the same height. I'm a little bigger.
If you talk about stamina, then
ain't no damn like, stamina.
I don't think we could with anybody.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, ain't no damn stamina.
But it's not about stamina.
It is.
This is not a boxing match. Yeah. You got to go 12 rounds.
What you doing
minutes.
When you
average fight is like a minute.
Nigga, average fight, you just getting in.
The players that y'all name are quicker than y'all.
Yep.
Faster than y'all.
Yep.
And have more stamina than y'all.
I am punching they can avoid you. In the fucking stomach. In the fucking...
I didn't say nobody. I just said if I had to choose one, I just went off what he said.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, gut check.
I was trying to think.
I think y'all got professional athletes fucked up. Not saying you ain't got hands or nothing. I'm just saying like the stamina it takes to fight a nigga.
I'm not saying.
I'm about how you scared of Trae Young and you 6'3".
I'm not scared of any of these motherfuckers. I'm just realistic.
The fact is you don't think you can. I think you could dog walk.
Yes. Yes, you 6'3".
No disrespect to Trae.
I'm gonna get tired.
But I think you could literally dog walk Trae Young easily. I would be surprised Trae Young came in here and whooped your ass.
Whoop my ass. I say I have to whoop his ass.
I think you can whoop his ass.
Yes.
I think after a couple swings of missing off that motherfucker, I'm going to get tired.
Yeah.
That's when the reality
you came in. Like,
grab
this
motherfucker,
shit.
Slam
him. Do too much swinging, bro.
Grab him, slam him, and slam. Take him out.
All right.
And then
destroy.
This motherfucker quicker than I thought. Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, dog, this other athletes can't catch this motherfucker.
Yeah, for real.
Hold on.
I got one. Chris Paul still playing? I still owe one.
Oh, shit. No.
Owe one.
That's no. Paul still playing?
That's one that I wouldn't want to fuck with.
He looked like he ready for a fight.
I need Chris my anytime.
Paul,
I need
he
my one back.
Tested a little bit. I don't know, bro.
He looked like he ready for a fight.
He already got
anytime.
Your ass before. Come on, Craig. This is the rematch.
I'm 6 feet. Hey, Chris Paul, I take mine.
All right, man, let's start the show.
people on that goofy shit.
I hate them.
There's people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say
I hate them.
Say
I hate them.
Say
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
On some CJ-ish.
Here with my co-host, Big Chris.
It's Big Chris, y'all.
Nigga, I got kids.
And we got a special guest here, man. We got Jameson over here, man. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back. And off camera, man, we got Cuzzo JR in the corner.
What
man.
Up, y'all? I'm the ugly one. They ain't put me in the camera.
Is that what the whole say?
Oh.
And, we are here to debate, relate, berate, and be great. And as usual,
it's homie time right now, okay?
What's going on with you, brothers? How y'all been, man?
Shit, I've been good, brother. You know, relaxing, maxing, taking it day by day.
Okay, okay. You look like you in good spirits and a good place. Yeah,
good place. Good weather has started, turned
around. Yeah, it has. See, niggas got their knees and thighs out.
Looks like 85 degrees.
He over here with jeans on.
I went to church, man.
Sure.
Well, man, how you been, man? JR?
I've been good, man. I'm right there with him. Shit, loving this weather down here. For real.
All right.
I'm straight.
Chris?
Man, you know, just past weekend, my son's birthday, you know, had a little party.
Oh, yeah.
He upstairs. I hear him running around, so I guess he's good.
Hey,
but
cool.
I got three bones to pick, though.
Uh-oh.
The first one was the Georgia Aquarium is fucking highway robbery.
Oh, yeah.
I paid $200.
What? Oh, you took him?
I took him. No, he was free, but me, my wife, and her niece came. I'm like, $200?
For y'all three?
That's us three. And then two of the things wouldn't even open. I'm like, fuck, I paid $200 for this shit.
Damn.
And I thought it was $50 a piece.
I thought it was too. That shit was like $70 a piece. And then they hit me with a convenience fee to pay for the ticket at the end. Shit pissed me off.
Dead life, nigga.
I know, man. And then I found out Bluey was a fucking girl. I was like, I've been watching Bluey for fucking years.
Why that piss you off?
And like, cuz
I thought it was a nigga.
Bro, he sound like a stud. Since it's a girl, it sounds like a boy with a deep voice.
Motherfucking six.
Look, that's an old for a dog. I don't know. I thought,
what's that in human?
42.
But I really thought Bluey was.
How did you find this out?
At the party. A little kid told me. Damn. I think his daughter told me that Bluey.
Oh, dude.
I was like, oh.
Fucked his life.
Because he got like nothing but Bluey stuff. He got like, man, he got Bluey pillow. Bluey,
oh, you saying because he's a boy. Oh.
But I'm not mad about what Bluey is. I thought Bluey was. I've been watching the show and I never thought Bluey, like, I guess I wasn't watching good.
What Bluey is, like, trying to be conscious.
then the last thing that pissed me off, so it wasn't really my party. But, you know, I had to beef with my neighbor a while back about the tree.
Yeah.
And my wife.
The trees you cut down?
Yeah. So my wife tied a balloon on the front door to let everybody know this is the house. And his son seen it, and his son wanted to come over. And then me and him got into.
Oh, this was years ago y'all got into.
We got about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So he, about 2 years ago. So he brought it back up. He like, man, we can't be doing this. You know, we got our sons. He wanted to come over. And, you know, we still beefing. And I'm like, bro.
He tried to piece it up with you?
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, let's put everything. Let's call a spade a spade. You call my wife a mother freaking lie. Let's go ahead and draw that out. That shit made me mad. He like, I ain't say that. I said, all right, here we go. He still don't want to. I said, okay, I'm getting mad again. Because he's not admitting that he said it. I'm like, bro.
He ain't being accountable.
So I'm like, bro, I'm not. You know, I'm telling you, it triggered me when you said it. That's why I took it to that next level. So he wouldn't admit that. I said, all right, let's admit that you fucked me with the tree. All right, you know, you didn't go half on the tree. I ain't do that either. I said, okay, this motherfucker's making it real hard. Too. It's making it real hard for me to be a friend. So I said, all right, man, whatever, dog. I woke up this morning. I didn't know text messages could still go doom, 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 doom. Mm-hmm. That shit sent like a damn, like he was a female, like a 6-page text message.
He sent you a...
Yes. I didn't read all that shit. I don't even like when people send all that shit.
Yeah, I don't either.
So my wife's like, I'm just saying it ain't true. I said, fuck that. Hell no. We lived off this lie that he said you was a motherfucking lie. I'm not saying that. And this shit was all a waste of nothing. I said, no. So she like, just say it was a misunderstanding. I said, it's a misunderstanding. He said, cool. I'm still not going to fuck with you. They're like, okay, like, we're not going
to
kick it.
My so son he can't come to the party.
Hell no. I just left it alone because he wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
So now his wife is waving at me again. But that was my week. You know what I'm saying, man? How you doing?
She
man?
Waving at you?
She waving at me again. I guess the beef is over. Okay. So they waving again. So
you gonna stay off his corners?
did you wave back?
I was like, another
little wave. But he had not.
Ain't nothing like beef with your neighbors, man.
I ain't trying.
I got to live here.
You don't.
No, man. How you doing, though?
I'm straight, man. You know, I don't got nothing to say. That was a good story, man.
I know it was a little long, you know, for an intro. But, you know,
shit, man.
Made our life feel boring as hell.
Right. Shit. I went to work. I went to the gym and shit. You know?
You back in the gym?
Yeah, I'm back in the gym,
okay,
man.
Okay. That's good, man.
I'm trying to do two-a-days on my off days, you know, workout and then cardio and shit like that.
Oh, no,
been eating decent till yesterday. My wife fucking got Uber Eats and she be trying to make it better. But like, I got you something too. I'm like, nigga, I don't want that. But, you know, I be working at night and shit and that Whopper called me.
Yeah. It be like I ate that man. Shit. You know, it's balanced, man. You eat bad one day. It's just all about balance. Yeah, man.
But I had used my bad day the day before. Nigga, I went to McDonald's and shit.
Man. You got your double quarter pounder?
That's OD. I mean, I might as well have. I got the fucking meal.
I got the
$5 meal, the double cheeseburger and the fries and the nugget. I ain't get
like the little chicken wrap. Don't they still have those?
Dog, if I'm gonna go to McDonald's, yeah, I'm going crazy. That's Chick-fil-A shit.
I don't need to.
And it was like 1 a.m. So
shit. My wife made me mad last night. She got Five Guys. I'm sitting there eating my little rice and shit. I'm like, that shit smell good. Like you ever like it was hitting the bottom of my stuff. Like I ain't even eating none, but I can just feel it. Then she go get the rest of the dogs. I'm like,
damn.
Because you know I don't want it. Nah, she know I ain't trying to do it. I like, man, don't leave him on the couch.
Like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. He don't want it. But yeah.
All right, man. Let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point right here. And we also want to shout out the good Black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. You was right. It was the headphones being on there because I'm like, damn, I'm not talking like as loud as I was before. My bad. I wasn't trying to yell at you. But anyway, Dr. Dre hits billionaire status. Which I thought already happened like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I thought it happened in 2014 when he sold Beats to Apple.
Yeah, $3 billion.
But I guess you got to pay everybody, you know.
I think Tyrese fucked it up.
No, his wife fucked him up when she took $100 million in 2021. That ain't nothing. She wasn't there shooting in the gym. She wasn't there.
She wasn't doing nothing. She was there with all the shit.
I know.
Man. I mean, yeah, but.
She was in the movie.
She didn't produce a beat.
No,
she didn't drop a track.
She was fucking with him after the fact when he was like slapping bitches and doing all type of shit.
I mean,
Dr. Dre was slapping bitches?
Yeah. He slapped a reporter named D. Barnes. And nobody did shit about it. It was the 90s.
What you say?
Oh, yeah, it was an Eminem
song. I'm going to kill you mother.
Yeah. But anyway, the legendary producer and hip hop architect joined the 3 Comma Club, clocking in a net worth $1 billion built on decades of music. His Beats headphones.
What?
And some strategic real estate moves. He now ranks, he ranks as the 3,332nd richest person on the planet, tied with Beyonce. Yeah. It's 3,000 billionaires?
I ain't know that, gosh.
It ain't us.
On the planet? Yeah.
Shit.
It ain't us.
Yeah. You got to think about the other people, like, in other countries,
them oil
too.
Niggas,
Arab,
oh, the Arab
Rothschilds and them niggas,
yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to him, man.
Whoever owns Dubai,
I ain't know that niggas having Beyonce money though.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I ain't know this many rich niggas.
Yeah, there with Jay. There's only what, not too many.
I mean, billion. If he's a billionaire, he's just the 3,000th.
Yeah,
billionaire.
Yeah,
shit.
Damn, I ain't living right.
Yeah, 3,000 or 300,000.
300,000. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Wait, no, my bad, 300,000. I'm thinking 3,300.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I ain't living right.
All right, man, let's get into it. I know we had the week off last week, but we had an episode, but I still want to talk about it, man. Bam dropped 83 points in regulation a couple weeks ago.
Shout out to NC.
I'm looking at James' face right now. He
Shout out to NC.
Are he from North Carolina?
Bam was born in New Jersey and was raised in North Carolina.
Oh, I thought that nigga was from Congo or some shit.
He played at his freshman and sophomore year at Northside and that's in Pinetown. That's right, Beaufort County. That's Eastern North Carolina.
Okay,
and
he finished, everything.
And he finished his high school year at High Point Christian Academy. You know what High Point University
is? Is that where you got married at?
Yeah, I know what High Point is.
Yep,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then he went to Kentucky.
Arkansas today, beat the shit out their ass last night.
Like hooping right now, High Point?
Yeah. High Point University. Yeah. Yeah, he went to the academy out there.
I didn't know that was in North Carolina.
But then he went to Kentucky.
Yeah, then he went to Kentucky. I said High Point University, the High Point Academy.
Oh, okay.
Near High Point University.
Okay. But, yeah, Kobe fans are crashing out immediately when it happened. That shit don't count. That shit was bullshit. I'm like, man, the nigga took the shots. You got to hit them shots.
Yeah.
It was in regulation. I know the last 5 minutes was a little bullshit or whatever, but the nigga got 83 points. What y'all think about the record? I don't see. He making faces over there and shit. Jameson.
Jameson about to say something.
I mean, 83 is 83.
Okay.
Yeah. 83 is 83. You got to respect it. But 43 free throws is kind of crazy. And if you saw them last, like you said, them last 5 minutes, it just wasn't real basketball. It was 83 is 83. If it was me, I would have did the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not taking away from them, but that last 5 minutes was crazy. Like your own team missing free throws, like purposely missing free throws to try to get an offensive rebound, to get you the ball, to get you to get fouled. That's just ugly, man. 83 is 83, though, so shout out to him, but it was an ugly 83. It was bad for the game.
Not the game.
For the love of the game.
Like, 83 is 83, though, so I respect it, but.
I feel like records are meant to be broken, but I didn't expect him to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't like if I had money, like, who would be?
I think that's the biggest thing. Like, it's just like, bam.
Damn.
Like, if it had been Jimmy, no, that's what I'm gonna say, not Jimmy Butler, but if it had been like Luka or somebody like that, motherfuckers were like, okay. But because it's Bam, motherfuckers are like, hell no.
Because it's Bam and because of how it ended. I think it's a little bit about both. Like, Bam, because nobody wants to see Bam go over Kobe. All right, cool. Understandable. But the way it happened at the end, it was just like, bro, hold on, y'all, this is how we doing it, though? Like, like, hey, just, I don't know. But Bam 83 is crazy.
I mean, that first three quarters, though, he was
cooking.
Yeah, and motherfuckers was on him. Like, he was going against three motherfuckers.
No.
Yeah.
He was cooking. That's why I say the 83 is cool. Like, he was cooking.
It
was
and knocking down threes.
It was like the last... Had the last 8 points happened in a different fashion, I would think a lot of people would think a little differently. Like, but.
So then he would have ended with 75?
No, it's not. He could have just ended it with 83, but how he got though, like, team forcing free throw, like, forcing, like, miss. Like, if I go up there and miss a free throw intentionally to get my guy the ball, that's just weird. It's like, bro, are we playing 2K, nigga? Like,
yes.
We over here.
Yes.
We over here intentionally fouling the other team.
We're playing 2K.
Yes. You like, know what they saying? Man, this I was on a team where my man beat Kobe's record. Give him the ball.
I helped him.
Feed Jamerson the ball so he can get that 83.
I mean, if I was on the team, I would be doing the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody would be doing the same thing.
But I can admit that it's still, like, a bad look, though.
I think the biggest thing is, like, it was Bam. Who is a person, who is the, I don't want to say lowest, but the lowest person that you would take, where you'd be like, all right, I'm cool with it.
Like, with LeBron.
If LeBron did it, they would be like, oh, shit.
Maybe a guard, too, though. I think
like Curry would have did it.
He's a big
guy. Oh, if it was Curry would have did it, they would have gave a fuck.
Curry, Donovan Mitchell. What's the other
one? Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, I wouldn't be, because he a scorer. Devin Booker,
they hit 70.
But, for sure.
He got force-fed the ball. It was some bullshit in that game, too.
Yeah, it was. So, first of all.
Donovan Mitchell, when he dropped that 70, it was some bullshit
in
that game.
What about when Dame
did it, though? Ooh, Dame.
Because he hit 72.
I don't remember that game to talk shit about it. But most times when niggas get that.
It'd be some bullshit.
Amount, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, there's not. Like, even some nigga who was in that Wilt Chamberlain game, he's still alive. He was like, that was some bullshit. It was like, they was just forcing him the ball. They was fouling on purpose, all that shit.
I still don't believe that nigga went for 101, so.
That was just 100.
As a Kobe fan, man, I've been a fan since before he came into the league. I ain't have a problem with it.
You know that nigga in high school?
I was watching him in high school.
Who? Where the fuck was you watching high school games at?
ESPN. I was watching LeBron when he was in high school.
Yeah, I didn't know no Kobe. LeBron. That was like 96.
No, I'm talking about like I heard about him when he was in high school.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was already a fan of the Lakers, and so when he got drafted to Charlotte and then they traded for him, I was like, yes.
The whole project, it was 100 of them.
Yeah.
Damn. He didn't hit you. No, I wasn't mad. Like I watched like the last eight minutes of that game.
You know, back then they had newspapers where they like,
hey man, you know what? Whatever.
Nah, for real, you know, like they like player the
always talk about my age, boy. I tell you.
I mean, I'm old too.
But no, I ain't have a problem with it. I think it was well deserved. I'm with him. When he said, like, they just kind of, like, forced him. They gave him the ball and all of that, but yeah. I ain't have a problem with it.
Okay. Well, speaking of having a problem, I finally listened to the J. Cole album. You know, I said that I would listen to it on the last episode.
Why
that
you keep looking at me like I'm about to jump on?
Because you're the one that said, you know, give it a chance.
It took you damn 2 months.
We just told you that you should listen to it.
I listened to it, and it was straight.
Would you listen again?
Nope. If somebody was playing it, you know, I still got a whole nother
album
to listen to.
Oh, you didn't listen to the other part yet?
I just listened to the first one.
Oh, bro, you tripping, bro.
Tripping.
It's straight, man.
Someone said you're not a J. Cole fan.
No,
for
he said he's not.
He's straight.
Okay.
Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with him. He's a good rapper. He makes good albums and stuff like that. It just don't be having no replay value to me.
Damn. Man,
that's crazy. I don't know what to say about that. It's not something I'm gonna play on my own again.
You know, if it come on, like I'm listening to Spotify or something, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not gonna be like, cut that shit off.
He just might not be your type of artist.
He loves Kendrick Lamar.
I like Kendrick Lamar.
So none of J. Cole albums, not just this one.
I like Born Sinner and
Forest Hill Drive.
Nah.
You didn't like Forest Hill Drive?
I like, what's the one with the goal on fire? Is that KOD?
That's Born Sinner, I thought.
I like the one where he. Oh, I like KOD. I like KOD.
The most recent one. Before this
KOD?
One.
I like KOD. I like Born Sinner. And I like that one with the goal on fire. I forgot what the name of that shit's called.
What is that?
It's not
the one you said on the roof.
No, that's Forest Hill Drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Born
you talking about his last album that he dropped before this one, like the last.
Yeah,
album.
Yeah, yeah.
I might delete later.
No. The one before that.
I like those three. But again, those are some shits that I'm probably not going to listen to again unless somebody else is playing them.
That's crazy.
You tripping, bro. But you know, everybody, the off season.
Yeah, the off season. I like the off season. You know what? KOD is an album that I listened to multiple times.
KOD and Born Sinner were albums I listened to multiple times.
The fact that you listened to KOD multiple times
KOD is not that great to me.
My wife kept playing it. Who?
My wife kept playing it.
I randomly go back to KOD. Yeah. I like go play a song or two from there.
I go to his mixtapes. The warm up and come up. KOD was like,
I haven't listened to any of his mixtapes.
Oh.
Damn. Stop. I did like Cold World though.
Whoa.
I listened to Cold World multiple times. Yeah. It was like I was trying to figure out why I didn't like this album.
What?
Cold World
What? Yeah. I was like, I should like it.
That was your introduction right there to like
I was like, I should like it, but I don't. I don't know what's going on.
Dollar in a Dream.
That was your introduction to be like, oh,
there's songs what did he on do that to I you? Fuck with. Nothing.
Hold on. Did you listen to Friday Night Lights?
No.
Oh turn my off the God, light. Bro, what?
No.
I'm losing my life.
That's crazy. So if you didn't listen,
that's why you don't like
that
him.
That means J. Cole is not for
you. Don't say I didn't like him.
Nah, that means J. Cole not for you then, bro.
That's what I think it is.
And that's cool. It'd be like that. You know, everybody not for everybody.
I think he's really good. It's just not some shit I want to listen to.
He ain't Jay-Z.
You know how the movies be winning Oscars, but you ain't finna watch that shit again?
like Nas came out with an album, like, I think last week. I'm like, you can tell, like, he came out with an album last week? Yes.
Nah, I'm 77 years old.
I know.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it either.
I ain't never been a fan of Nas, though.
See? Do you think Nas can rap?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
That's what I'm... See?
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's not like I wouldn't listen to his songs, but I ain't never bought one of his albums. I ain't never, like, just played it. Just none of that. Just never been a fan.
See, I hope I didn't. Chris is trying not to hit me.
But
he over there restraining himself.
No.
Hard, boy. He trying to do the Homer Simpson. Nigga.
I think you should listen to Friday Night Lights, though.
Okay, that's a mixtape, right?
Yeah.
He gonna say, don't do it.
You know, don't do it because I might be disappointed with his reaction.
Yeah,
too,
it was all right. You know, like Frosted Flakes. You know, sometimes you want them, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
No, Frosted Flakes, fine.
Yeah, I had
Frosted Flakes. J. Cole's not Frosted Flakes.
I had Frosted Flakes in years.
J. Cole's not Frosted Flakes.
So what is he? He Smacks. You better not say that. Smacks nasty.
No, they not. They good.
You eat Smacks?
I used to as a kid.
Kellogg's Smacks.
I'd rather eat King Vitamin before I eat
Smacks. I dig them.
J. Cole is Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks is good.
Apple Jacks is good.
They cool.
Damn.
They not nasty.
I mean, you could have said, "What is it? Grape? What's that other cereal?
Grape Nuts?
Grape Nuts?
I don't like that shit.
Yeah, man. You could have said that.
Nah, Grape Nuts. That's like,
that's old
what you call it?
I used to love Raisin
Lil Nas X.
Hell, man. Lil Nas X. What's the other one? Lil Uzi? Like, yeah, all them motherfuckers.
Nah, that nigga's regular Cheerios. No sugar. Just
no
plain
sugar. No milk. Cheerios. Off brand. They dino
bites. So if J. Cole is Apple Jacks, what is Kendrick?
Mm.
Oh, shit.
You better not say fucking Frosted Flakes.
I know, right?
And I love Kendrick. I'm a big Kendrick fan.
Waffle crisp? What like? Cinnamon nut?
Raisin Bran Crunch.
No, I ain't a cinnamon toast crunch, nigga. Maybe to y'all he is.
Nah. Raisin Bran Crunch?
Hey, Raisin Bran Crunch was good. Don't
think it is good.
Raisin Bran Crunch is good.
I used to
hook
that shit up.
Yeah, Kendrick's Raisin Bran Crunch.
I just threw something out there to see what you was going to say.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's Honey Bunches of Oats.
That's when I started getting at my healthier. I started eating Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, nigga. You talking about Jay-Z and them.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Jeezy.
Cocoa Fruity Pebbles.
Lucky Charms, motherfucker. Straight sugar.
Yeah. All right, man. Speaking of motherfuckers that we like in entertainment, who are some actors, directors, or like put out some shit that whatever they put out, you going to see that shit before you even know what it is?
I guess we gotta go with the obvious right now. That boy, Ryan Coogler, he going crazy right now. It's just obvious. It's very obvious.
Chris about to say something.
You see that look on his face?
Yeah, he about to say. I mean, it's just
that's how it was when we brought up J. Cole a couple weeks ago. He's like,
I know that face.
No, I just never thought about that before, and I'm just like, I do go see. I've seen all Ryan Coogler shit except for Black Panther. No, he didn't do that. He didn't do Black Panther 2, did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did both of them.
He did Black Panther. I ain't seen that one.
You ain't seen which one?
I've seen every other one of his movies.
No. Which one you said you didn't see?
Black Panther 2?
No, I ain't seen it. I just ain't had the time.
What kind of time do you need?
Black Panther.
You ain't seen Pain. You is a lot of shit you ain't seen.
I don't have a problem admitting it, but come on, Black Panther 2?
I can't believe you ain't seen Black Panther 2.
I ain't seen Black Panther 2.
That's funny, though. Like, what kind of time do you need just to in a 3-4 year
I mean, damn, for real.
Been out that long?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I will say I have not seen Sinners yet. That is one that I haven't seen.
Bro, that shit all on. You can get it on Prime.
Yeah, that is one that I say I have not seen yet.
With Black Panther 2, it was just like, damn, what is it going to be like without...
I get that.
But it was good.
And I'm pretty sure it is. It's just like, oh, man, what's it going to be like?
I guess you'll never know.
I'm going to see it. I've been meaning to see it. I got Disney Plus.
That's crazy.
Fuck it. I'm gonna watch it before next episode. I'm gonna start doing that shit. I'm gonna watch it before next.
Niggas like it was all right.
No,
because first Black Panther was good.
The second one was too. All
right.
Okay. All right. So who else you got?
Who else?
Oh yeah, you want? Or you want to go in a circle?
I say Denzel Washington.
I want to say Denzel
as far as actor.
Yeah, I got Denzel. What's the last one that came out? Highest to Lowest.
Yeah.
You know that's a remake.
They kidnap his son.
Yeah, you know that's a remake. My boy, shout out to Trey. He told me about it. We were talking about it the other day. It's a remake from a 1963 Chinese movie.
Oh, for real?
Same setup, but the Chinese dude was a businessman. Same thing happened. Same thing, same setup.
It's crazy how they keep remaking a whole lot of shit.
I said that was a shock.
Well, Denzel dude got some shit that I ain't But I do have Denzel on my list. Like, Othello, I'm not going to see that. When you start Thou Art Me and shit,
nah, oh, yeah,
I'm
good. Yeah, I
this might be unpopular, but I'm not really too excited about any new Denzel shit anymore.
Fair enough.
I love Denzel. Don't get me wrong. But his new is just like,
he's supposed to be in the third.
Equalizer 3?
Oh, all of them was dope.
I'll watch another Equalizer.
Yeah. All of them was dope.
Yeah, I'll watch another
like,
one
when
quick.
I see something new pop up, Denzel, like something like, you know, I'll just be like, all right, I get to
so
it.
So he is just supposed to be in the next Black Panther.
Yeah. So I got to watch it before that shit comes
out. Yes, you do.
Oh, he going to be in the next Black Panther?
Yeah, he's going to be in the third.
That's going to be one of his last movies.
Ooh, that might be cold right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan. Everyone he came out, Sinners, Creed.
Yeah.
Michael
B. Now, for sure. He the new
I actually did like I did like Chronicle when it came out.
Yeah, before
that's
he was
underrated.
Famous. Chronicle was good.
That's underrated.
But they had powers and shit.
Yeah,
I guess I have seen like most of his shit. No, I ain't see that movie he had where it was like Letters to Jordan or some shit like that.
When he in The Wire?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Like I saw some of it, but like I didn't see like the whole thing.
You talking about Black Panther 2? You ain't seen The Wire?
I ain't seen. I seen some of it.
30 years.
I only seen The Wire for 2 seasons though.
He was in Hardball.
Yeah, I did see
that. Who else y'all got? I got, what's the white dude name?
Spike Lee.
You like Spike Lee?
And I'm going to see Spike Lee shit, whether I like it or not.
Movie. That Highest to Lowest.
Yeah,
is it good?
He produced it, didn't he?
Yeah, it was good.
See, it was bad, huh?
Yeah,
it was alright. I mean,
it was bad. You see, nigga,
it was alright.
But it's somebody you fuck with.
No.
They don't just openly come out and
say. No, it wasn't like
both these niggas did the same.
Like, yeah,
it wasn't like the best. Yeah, it wasn't like the best Denzel.
I hope they.
I mean, it's in there.
It wasn't like both y'all did the same.
It wasn't like the best Denzel. Like, it wasn't like, oh shit, this Denzel
big ass shit to watch. You know,
yo, it was on TV.
Washed up, man. It's over with.
It wasn't. Denzel made like the movie watchable.
Yeah, hey, that's why I watched
Denzel
it.
Denzel made the movie watchable.
Bron still doing it. Denzel late. All right.
Denzel 77 years old.
Exactly.
But no, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Talk about Gladiator 2 was all right, though, with him.
Hell no.
You like Gladiator 2?
I
like Gladiator 2.
Man, Gladiator 2 was horrible.
I didn't see that.
It was horrible. It wasn't nowhere near as good as
the first one, but it wasn't horrible.
I guess the first one was so great that this one was ass.
Oh,
the first one was good, but
ass.
I didn't see the second one.
Like, you know, it wasn't ass.
Bro,
like,
first of all, it was too much. What? Too much creative. Like, bro, they filled the Coliseum up with water. We had fucking sharks in the Coliseum. Like, bro, what are we doing?
You ain't know the wrong shit. You paying attention to the wrong shit.
I ain't know that.
See, once you watch it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, bro.
I mean, that did a little too much, but, you know, I like the plot, like what he was trying to do.
Ass. Gladiator 2 was not it. If you really love Gladiator 1, you will really hate Gladiator 1.
I love Gladiator 1. But I went in there with low expectations. I was like, ain't no way in hell it's going to be like this.
You know what? That's my problem. I went in with high. I'm like, and Denzel in it? Oh, man.
Hell no, I ain't going there.
The next thing you know, he was up. You know, I ain't going to say that.
Y'all got anybody else?
Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino. I'm watching anything he put out.
Yeah. What's your dude name? Jason Statham.
Jason Lee.
God damn. That nigga dead.
No.
The dude, nigga.
I know.
The one that always be
Jason Statham.
Yeah. The one that always do all his movies the same. Yeah. But all his movies the same. He's grudging the dude, somebody fuck with him, he got to go. So even
and it's kind of the same. It's kind of the same, which I hate.
Yeah.
Ooh. Transporter.
Yeah, Transporter.
Transporter.
Oh, yeah.
Crank. But then the last one movie did was
The Mechanic.
The Mechanic.
Yeah.
And the Meg 2 about the damn shark.
He always got a job.
Yeah, he's a job. He's a regular dude.
You know who you can hire.
He's a regular dude and somebody come fuck with him. I'm like, damn.
Niggas drive an Uber. Nigga fucking
all the movies,
keeping bees.
Yes, man. The movie's the same, but you still watch it, though. You still watch it.
Has he died in any movie? Like, he got killed in Crank, but then he woke back up.
Yeah, he don't die in movies. He's like Steven Seagal.
That's fucked up.
Well, Steven Seagal. I was like, Steven.
What's the other dude who made, like, Key and Peele?
Jordan Peele.
Oh, you watch all this stuff? Yeah, he still do.
I'm off that shit.
What's that way?
That nigga like Kyrie, shit. He dining off that. No finals.
Nope. Yeah, nope. Yeah. Was fucking confusing as fuck.
I didn't watch that.
I said, what the fuck is going on? And
that nigga's Kyrie Irving. He dining off that one finals.
He lost me.
Because it was like Us came out. I was like, okay.
That's what I
And then it was like the Nope came out. I was like,
yeah, Nope was fucking.
Nope was horrible.
I didn't see Zim. I didn't see out. Like, I didn't see Nope, and I didn't see Us, but Get Out was good.
Yes, Get Out was good.
Yeah, Get Out was good.
That's his one.
Yeah,
Get Out.
Yeah. He ain't fooling me no more.
Yeah, his last couple was. Nope just fucked it up for me. I don't know. Me and my wife, like, what happened? I don't know. What the fuck? Like,
it was an alien, what?
It's alien or something. Then damn monkey went crazy. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
there's a lot of shit.
Yeah. Nope gave me the best sleep of my life.
Damn.
I ain't gonna hold y'all, boy. I had some good
that
sleep.
That nigga's an iPick, right?
Nigga, an iPick. Shout out to iPick. I know y'all closing this about 2-3 months. But boy, I would knocked out an iPick watching that Note, man. Good sleep. My girl, my ex at the time, woke me up. I said, oh, damn. Let's get it. That was great.
He said, I ain't care. I missed the movie.
That was great.
Yeah, shit, Note was kind of, yeah, it was out there.
Y'all, anybody else? Anybody else?
Only a handful of motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, it ain't really that many. For real. I mean, he was good with the producer, and I think we all kind of go with Denzel.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Oh, he said Denzel washed.
He is washed.
My bad. Not all of it.
Sometimes we got, bro, Father Time, baby. Father Time, man.
But you know, he said he don't go back.
He's still putting up 15 to 5.
Nah.
Yeah. He's still dropping 10.
Off the bench.
What was the name of this movie I just asked y'all about?
Highest Lowest.
How was it?
See?
That ain't 15 to 5. That ain't 15 to 5.
Culture
flip.
I was like, It was like, exactly. I can't, like,
Exactly. Heck. I love this show, though, man.
Shit. I can't wait. This shit was funny.
All right. So, we all are aging black men over here. And there's a lot of things coming out about how you should dress as you age. Like, they was getting on Wale for how he dressed. Put a little picture up or whatever.
Mike Epps.
Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, like, damn, like, why I got to dress like Steve Harvey just because I got older. And my thing is, like, what's the age to dress appropriate and what's appropriate to dress now? Like, after you 30. Because I'm saying, I guess that's the age where it's like, hey,
I'm gonna do this. I'm going to let the young niggas out here that's still
ain't
the
this
talk.
A bitch.
Because I dress comfortable, man. I get my shit from Sam's Club. Sam's Club attire right now. I dress comfortable.
You putting on ads. I bought some
Aces the other day. That shit felt good on my feet. I'm like,
Asics. They always do. Yeah, and Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks. I got
and
some Brooks
New Balance.
Yeah, yeah. I got some New Balances too.
Yeah, all three of them.
Ain't cheap. Nah, they ain't cheap no more. But
nah, they not. They used to be in the 90s.
I don't wear holes in my pants.
Damn, that told you how old I was. I said in the 90s.
No, you know, Jameson might know. He that young, almost old.
I heard the shot.
That was a shot.
It was straight. It was straight.
He's still the young nigga about to be old. Like, he right there. So, you know.
I mean, I feel like I dress comfortably, you know. I might have a little bit more flair, you know, just cause.
Razzle dazzle.
Cause you won't buy no Sam's Club. Then you buy the H&M.
I buy anything from anywhere if I like it.
Okay.
It could be from Sam's. It could be from Costco. Now, do I see stuff in Sam's or Costco often? No. But whatever I see that I like, I don't care.
What about flea market?
I just give my white teeth.
We grew up buying shit out the flea market, Keller Road. Like, that ain't, you know. Now, if it's a knockoff, then probably not. But, like, if I see something that I like, I don't care where it's from. But when it comes to dressing accordingly, I don't really think there's no dressing accordingly. Like, I know the picture that you're talking about with Wale.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot that Wale was, how old is he? He probably is, like,
almost 40.
Almost 40. Yeah. But when I see him wearing it, I ain't think too much about it. I was like, oh, it's a clean little fit, you know, but. Ain't nobody trying to dress all old, nigga. Like, who, you know, if you fly.
What's dress old?
Like, I guess they want a nigga to dress old.
Khakis, Patagonia,
Kangol hat,
half zip, like, Bluetooth.
Like Steve Harvey, I guess. Like,
well, that's full suited.
Gotta
have an ascot.
Quarter zip.
What's wrong? Hey, I see a lot of young dudes wearing quarter zips now.
They trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Well, they trying. It's not that it was gone, but they trying to. Like, make it another thing.
I got one. I'm about to put mine out the closet. I'm like,
I'll be back. Look at
it. Okay, put it back. Put it back.
You got from work for free?
No, I had a regular quarter.
Switching up my swag like too crazy. Like, I just don't see it. Like, I feel like it's going to be something that normally happens, but I mean, Nike shorts. What's wrong with Nike shorts and some nice shoes? Like,
my thing is, people grew up with in hip hop.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. and that changed the how people dress forever. Yeah. Like, yeah. niggas is 50 now. They was in hip hop, like, when it started and shit, they gonna keep dressing like that. Like, they gonna have the ball cap. Motherfuckers started wearing, like, the Jordans with the suit and the tux and shit, oh, and weddings yeah. and shit like that. So, I'm just like, the way people dress when they get older has changed. Now, I think situationally, like, oh, I'm going to
right
work or going to an event or some shit like that, then, right, yeah, you dress right, appropriate. Right, but, right, like, yeah. as far as your age, unless you just YN the fuck out.
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
Even that is just like, you ain't got the ski mask on. You cool? Yeah.
yeah. Well, I like to dress.
I was at Five Guys. Dude had to be about 50. Nigga had on a Jordan outfit, Jordan shoes, and a fucking ski mask. I said, bro, you too old for that, bro.
He probably yeah. still out here.
Yeah, but a ski mask, though, 50 with a ski mask.
If you still out here, then that's your uniform. He like getting pulled over.
50 with a ski mask is wild, bro.
Ski mask is wild anyway.
Yeah, ski mask, period. But,
phase, but.
Well, yeah. He 50 with a ski mask. What are you out here doing?
Now, my question is, how do people supposed to dress? Like, okay, how does a 40... Say dude 40, let's say 40 years old. How does a 40 year old man khaki. Supposed to do? Like, how are you supposed to
I don't know.
I wear a t-shirt and jeans, nigga.
Yeah, I wear.
You see what I got on. How old you think I am?
You trying
I don't
to be
know
young,
how old.
No, I'm just saying.
How old are
it's
you?
It's just a question.
He older
than you?
Yeah, he older than
Chris Jones. Damn. It's just a question.
We can't see him, so I don't even know why he asked that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just saying. Casey, you don't look old.
I dress comfortable. So yeah. my thing is, I don't really care about that because I'm going to put on whatever I feel. Whatever I feel is comfortable, that's what I'm going to wear. So if I feel like I need to put on a suit, I put on a suit. Other than that, yeah, you might catch me in some khakis, t-shirts, maybe a hat, maybe not. And this is coming from a 45-year-old man, by the way.
But he don't look 45. I thought he was 20 something when I first met him.
He be drinking baby blood.
Away from my son, dog. You always be like, hey, little guy. Go,
it's that beet juice.
Hey, you know that shit pays, didn't last long. I ain't no beet juice.
So I got a topic my wife, who don't listen to the show, wanted me to talk about this shit. Yeah, she don't like the way another nigga talk. But it's this post from, what's her name? The Entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, shout her out. She says, I went out with a friend in Atlanta the other night. I did not have one interaction with a male who was not security or valet. Men don't speak to women anymore around here, or maybe it's just me. Women always compliment each other and chat, but the men silent. Maybe I'll try making men acquaintances elsewhere. Charlotte Macon or something. And my wife said this to me and was like, why aren't men interacting with women like they used to?
These niggas gay.
So,
I'll say I think so it's because I
told her why man. She wasn't trying to hear it. But I want to hear what y'all got to say and I'll say what I said.
What the one that's I heard?
Yeah, let's talk to the single guys.
Yeah, let's
first.
Talk to the single first. Then we work our way to the married and I get my input.
No, I'll say it's probably because most women kind of put on that persona like they don't want to be approached. And a lot of dudes kind of pick up on that before they even get to a point that they want to go and talk to them. So that's kind of my thing, because I've seen it. I've been there. I've had that experience and that's how it is. So it's easy to like go into a place, see a group of women, and you be like, damn, yeah, I'm gonna talk to her. Well, yep, no, because they give off that look. They get that whole look up like, don't come over here. Don't talk to me. Like, for real.
Then when you come over there, roll their eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe what he's saying, though.
And so that's just me. That's how I feel.
Nah, honestly, I'm gonna piggyback off that a little bit because I'm, you know, like over time, you always had like, you might, let's say, try to talk to a girl. They hit me like, no, I got a man. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And let's say you get that a lot. Now, I'm not saying I get that a lot. But, you know, like, you would.
Not me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, but, you know, like, it's kind of like a thing that you see a lot where women just act like they ain't trying to talk to nobody. Not trying to talk to nobody.
Yep.
So, let's say you do go to the club or wherever you at with your boys. I don't want to be that person to feel like I'm over here overcrowding, you know, the
being
here,
thirsty.
Like,
I'm
just chilling. I don't want to be that guy like, damn, it's always men up here just coming to talk. It's like, dang, can we just be, have our own like fun, you know, have peace. And I'd rather just go ahead and give them that peace and, you know, not have to worry about it.
She got to think about, like, she's a woman, but women set that standard long time ago by looking at me and saying, no, you ain't this or you ain't that. You don't make this just by looking at them. And then maybe they might come up to them and approach them wrong.
And one more thing, what has pretty much, I think, really led to it, too, is that women are too accessible now. Well, not women, just people are too accessible now on social media.
Social media.
So I can meet any, like, you know, I can DM, mm-hmm. lock in, get a date all off Instagram. You don't even have to go to the club. Or go out to a lounge or have to do anything to find a person, link up with them, and be out.
Okay.
So now when I'm out, like, I don't actually, like, think about back in the day when there's no Instagram,
you
no
had
nothing.
To go talk.
Yeah, you
had
to.
Go
have
talk.
To go
you
out.
You had to meet a lady and get a number and possibly take out a date. Well, you got to go talk because you will never see her ever again.
Never again.
And then when you get home, it ain't like, you got Instagram to do it, you know, to find some other shit. No, nigga, once you get home, the numbers that you don't have, you don't have, nigga.
Like, then you hoping you got, like, the right number.
Like, nigga, you over with.
Yeah.
So social media has made it a little too easy. But everybody accessible where you can easily, you know, lock in, get a date or whatever. So when you out and about, you ain't got out now because you literally don't have to. You don't have to.
Yeah. So I got 2 points. I'm going to piggyback off both of them. So being unapproachable. So my wife went out with her single friends. She's married. And all the guys kept trying to talk to my wife. Says, obviously your homegirls are not approachable. Like, if everybody try to holler at you, like guys coming up to her, some of your homegirls are doing or giving a signal off that guys don't want to come up to them. And the Instagram thing. So I got a partner. He was married 15 years. Y'all might know him. So he just got a divorce. And he said, I live off Instagram. He said, I go on 20 girl DMs. If I get 10, I ain't got to go nowhere. He said, mm-hmm. "He said it's easy to talk to the girls now because niggas don't know how to talk to them. And he from the 90s, so he like, shit, I just talk to them because niggas don't know how to talk, man. So he like, that's how I get them, man. So, you know, that and half these motherfuckers in Atlanta are gay. So I'm like, hold it down low. So,
all right.
I ain't saying you, bro. But I'm just saying, bro.
I like the stigma that my
but a lot of people from Atlanta ain't from Atlanta. Like, I'm not from Atlanta.
Yeah, they don't believe half of these niggas.
I ain't saying half. I'm majority.
That's over half.
like half of the people that you would even say are not from Atlanta.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, people that, they, like, I'm not from Atlanta. He's not from Atlanta. I'm just saying.
Neither am I.
People come to Atlanta.
Call half of Atlanta gay.
I'm not saying y'all. I'm just saying the people, bro.
I got you, brother.
I mean, it's kind of true.
I'm
just saying.
Nigga be here a couple days.
I'll be here down a week. I'll be here where I go.
Crazy, man.
So much y'all sent me to go to Bulldogs.
Damn.
Hey, don't go. If they do, don't go to Bulldogs.
But yeah, a combination of everything y'all was saying, and then the social media aspect of it is women are getting online and saying, hey, nigga, don't fucking talk to me.
Basically.
Stop talking to me. One thing is if you ain't got this, this, and this. Yep. Another thing is, like, these niggas is so thirsty. Leave us alone. Like, can a girl just go out with their girls and shit like that? And it seemed like this wasn't even that long ago.
I know.
When they were saying this type of shit,
because I can hunt anybody there. I can find anybody on Instagram.
None of shit biting them in the ass.
Yeah, now they like, well, nobody wants to talk to us.
Leave you alone. Yeah. We ain't trying to, it's not like we saying, but we will leave you alone because y'all don't want to talk to us. It's more so like, bro, I'm not finna be that guy. I don't want to come off as I'm being extra, being pushy.
Yeah, I don't want to be in no post.
Yeah, I don't want to be nigga.
And I don't want to
Don't go on me. Goddamn,
look at his ass.
Black TikTok. He trying to holler at my girl in the club.
Damn, like,
and you got to be careful going to the table with 6 girls anyway.
That's already a challenge.
You know, back in the day, we used to dance with a girl and her homegirl looked like. Mm-hmm. Make sure that shit happened to me, but don't worry about that. But
anyway,
you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful though. You go to the table and she shut you down. He's like, damn, She's like, ugh, or some shit like that. You get mad. Now I got to cut you out in front of your friend.
Yeah, I said all this. I said all this shit y'all said to my wife, and she was just like, nah, that ain't it.
See?
See? Proof of my point.
Then you get the ones that sit up there and say they post pictures and get mad that they don't get no attention.
That's the stupidest shit in the world. Like, no, the whole I don't post pictures for attention.
Yeah, but shit. Then get mad that you don't get no attention.
Don't get the attention. It's crazy.
You just get mad. I go on dates with some girls in Atlanta. They try to take a picture of the food in the spot. You better take a picture of me.
Yeah, put your hand in the movie camera.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, like, shit. Don't they? Hell nah. Don't play me.
All right, man. We going to get into game time. Game time, game time. It's something we're going to do over the next however many weeks. We're going to pick the best all-time NBA player by jersey number. So starting from 99 and going to 00.
And 90, so, anything after damn. 50 is stupid.
Yeah, these first couple weeks going to be
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got too many. There's not a lot of good players with a number 50 or higher.
So, yeah, we doing it blind to see if we got the same ones. If not, then we're going to debate over it. But this first week is going to be pretty quick. So, yeah, 99.
I got Taco Fall.
I got George Mikan.
I also had Taco Fall.
Okay, George Mikan is in the Hall of Fame. He's like one of the best Lakers ever.
You got it. I'm not
Taco Fall. Is he in the G League?
He played on a little bit with the Celtics, but nah, he ain't do that much. But you said somebody, nah, like that's the only motherfucker I know.
Yeah, Taco Fall. But how long
he's 7'6"?
Is he still playing?
No,
he was in a celebrity game.
I know. So Taco Fall. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go George Mikan.
Hey, I ain't gonna fight you on it, bro. I just picked him because I already knew a nigga. That's the only nigga I knew that was on it.
98. I looked it up. It was only one nigga.
I said Jason Collins.
Yeah, Jason Collins.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yep.
All right, 97.
What's his name? I got bad with names. Eugene Armour Ewell?
Yeah. That same dude I got. It was another dude, Broderick Thomas, but
yeah.
He ain't both these niggas' numbers. Yeah. No, I never been in the league, so I ain't gonna shit on them.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, you ain't no play. Right. Have you on a
96?
Meta World. Yeah. He played for the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
95.
I did DeAndre
Bembry.
Bembry. And the only reason I did him because I remember that story why he did number 95. His brother was born in 95 and got killed trying to break up a fight. That's why he chose 95.
Damn. Oh,
that's the only reason I remember that story.
All right, well, we got DeAndre Bembry.
I only said him because he played for the Hawks, but that's a better story. I like that.
94.
I got Evan Fournier that played for the Nuggets.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember him.
You only want to get that one. Now, 93.
I did Metal World Peace again for the Kings.
And with this game, a player can only get one number. You can't have all the fucking numbers.
I remember that time with him as that number. I don't remember no other nigga 93. Who you got?
I got PJ Brown.
Okay, then you do PJ Brown. That's what you want to do?
So, okay, since this is the beginning of the game, can niggas have multiple numbers?
Yes.
You can.
All right.
You going to put Shaq in there?
Close range. Like, not, you know what I'm saying? Let's, you know.
Okay.
Like, all right. Next week, you can bring it back.
Okay. All right, so, Metal World Peace get two numbers.
I mean, no, you could do not. You could do your little motherfucking 93. I don't care.
Damn.
From what I'm looking at, Metal World can be on this list three times.
Yes.
All right, fine. Niggas can have multiple numbers there.
Okay.
All right, cool. So, 92.
I did Deshaun Stevenson. He was on that Mavericks team that beat LeBron.
I got the same.
Okay. Damn.
Why I say, well, damn, because I just remember.
That's a crazy reason why, but.
I remember him, that number, that year they beat the.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's good.
91.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 90.
I did Drew Goodman.
Yeah, Drew Gooden.
He like the underrated big man.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Great value, Carlos Boozer.
That's fucked up.
No, it's not.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but like, damn, great value. Because he was good.
Yeah, he was good.
But you ain't going to pick him to be on your team.
I would like for him to come off the bench.
Behind Carlos Boozer.
Yeah. All right. Where we at? Oh, KB Buck.
Here you go.
Oh, wait. No, damn. I'm tripping. Plot holes in movies.
Oh, okay.
Plot holes in movies.
You want to go first? If you ain't got one, you ain't got
one. Plot holes in movies.
Yeah, like when you, like this. All right, first one I got. I watched the other day. I watch old movies. I'm kind of old. I watch old movies on AMC. Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That got a lot of fucked plot holes in
it.
The original?
The original.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, he won a tournament
uh-huh.
doing a illegal kick in the face. before the tournament started, it says no kicks to the face, you'll be disqualified.
Yeah.
And he won off a dirty ass kick. He kicked him in the face to win.
I mean,
it was he's not really a karate
look,
kid.
Even the remake with Jaden in it, it was the exact same.
I mean, he couldn't fight in that first movie.
Yeah, but he
when he learned karate, he couldn't fight.
Yeah, but he's not the real karate kid. He lost that match, and we let that motherfucker win.
That's why Cobra Kai came out. He got to get his redemption.
Yeah, I would say he was cheated. I feel why he mad.
I got a training day.
Oh shit!
Like Jake, mm-hmm. motherfucker made him smoke PCP. Mm. Rob a nigga, accessory to murder. Mm. Like, who wants to be a cop that bad? Like, I'd have fucking left. Like, when he was like, going out there, leave. I'd be like, all right, man. I'm gonna go ahead, go back on the patrol.
He really wanted to be a cop. He wanted to be a good cop.
Bro, once the nigga gave me some sherm, I don't want to be the police no more.
He was doing that so in case he tried to go back on him, like, I got your ass.
I know, yeah, but I'm saying, like, dog. You gonna do some sherm? Like, a nigga gave you some sherm, you thinking it's some weed?
Nah.
You gonna do it, I mean, and then just be cool with the nigga?
I don't smoke, so I don't do drugs.
Well, he had a gun to his head.
I mean, he had to smoke
it. That's what he said. But I'm just like, who wants to be a cop that bad? Like, that wasn't Jake. Even no big ass job. Like, you wasn't finna be like the police chief.
Yeah, you ain't gonna make no money. You in LA, you gonna get shot at every day. You might not make it home. Yeah.
All right, so when you said plot hole, I'm thinking, and I brought this up on like the last show, and I'm gonna go back to it again. Jurassic Park.
Oh, you got another scene?
Oh, shit.
You got another scene for Jurassic Park?
I mean, it's the same scene.
It's fine. What?
It's the same
scene.
You
talking scene. About when it came about the, go ahead.
No, it's when they fell off into the ravine.
Yeah.
The people came, they walked down there to look for them. And it was like, okay, so if they was able to walk back up and get back to their trucks and drive off, why right. didn't they walk back? Why didn't the people that fell off in the ravine walk back up and just follow the trail?
Wait, you doing the same exact one?
It's the exact same one, because I still didn't understand that. Like, if they, the reason why, because I'm like thinking like, okay, so I guess they figured they just going to walk off into the forest.
All right, so next time, bring a new one.
I'm just saying.
Don't bring that.
It still confuses me to this day.
Let it go.
It still confuses me to this day.
I mean, all right, KB Buck. KB Buck.
No, do you have one?
Oh, look, he ain't letting it go.
I honestly didn't know what it meant when I
read it. Oh, you ain't got a new one. You good.
All right.
They still mad at mine. It's fine.
Get your team can win a Super Bowl as many as you want.
Okay.
But for everyone they win, you got to lose a side tooth.
Side two. How many side tooth I got?
Probably like eight.
I hate the missing side tooth. I hate the missing
side tooth. It could be one in the back.
I already got a missing side tooth. The other one slid over.
I hate it. I hate it. I really do hate it. But
do you want them Falcons?
But for the Falcons, I miss one side tooth for the Falcons.
Which one?
Something in the back. Something that's not
seen. Nigga, we laugh like this.
I do one for them. That's it. They're going to have to get the rest on their own. Sorry, niggas. But, yeah, I can do one. That's the max.
Yeah, I'm the same. I love my
one.
Teeth.
Yeah, I do one. Yeah. And I gotta make them hold on as long as I get. Because, you know, the older you get, you know, you start losing teeth. So.
Yeah, there's one in the back.
I'm a Cowboy fan, so I'm right there with you. I could take one for the team.
How many did y'all do for the front teeth?
None. Ain't enough money for me to lose no front teeth.
Fuck no.
Ain't enough money for me to lose
no front
teeth.
They ain't won in 23 plus years or 30, whatever, however long it was.
How serious it is to lose a tooth. Like, if something happened today, you lose a tooth. But you're not going to go to work tomorrow.
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm going to go to work.
The first thing you're
going
to do.
No, you ain't.
Going to the dentist.
You are not going to work, Chris. You know you ain't going to go.
I'm not going.
Why? Jamie's gonna pick on me? Hey, man, your teeth, man.
Bro, I'm not going nowhere.
But my first stop is the dentist.
Like, exactly.
It's like a little cold. My mouth cold.
You're gonna have those masks on that people had during COVID.
You gonna wear that? I only had a mask on when I had to get I came to work the next day after my wisdom tooth got pulled. My face was a little
sore. There's no amount of money that's gonna have me. We did that on KB Bob before. My front teeth? Nah, hell no.
It's over with, bro. It's over with.
Nah.
It's over with.
I mean, 20 million, you won't lose in front of two?
Nope.
20 minutes?
Oh, yeah. I lose in front of two.
Hell yeah.
And I brought
you can't
up.
Never have it back? Yeah.
Oh, you can't never replace it.
I know what you're trying to do.
No, you can't never replace it. Because I just want to bring that up.
20 million. Like, you can't never replace
it. Am I already married?
20 million. 20 million.
If I'm already married.
20 million, he'll do this, though.
Yeah, wipe it right off. I have my teeth, though.
Y'all look crazy. Y'all look crazy.
Carolina get a Super Bowl off you?
I got one. They get one. Okay, that's okay. All they
did. You said they're getting one? Ain't nobody going for no three-peats?
No. No. Hell no. Nah. See, we've been trying to get this one for the last 30 damn years.
That's where you chop food at on the back.
Oh, man. All right, man. Shout outs.
Y'all people on the
end? All right, I go first. Shout out to... Who am I shouting out to? I ain't really got no shout out right now. Shout out to
nobody.
Y'all for bringing me on again, brother. Okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's been a little minute. So shout out to y'all, man. I still be tuning in. I remember y'all had went viral that one time. That's why I had sent it to the chat. I said, hey, y'all was not bullshit. So shout out to y'all.
Still on my ass about that shit.
Who? You said what?
About one of them, the military shit. The baby boy shit is still hit here now. That military shit, them niggas is mad.
They hit. You still get hit off that?
Yes.
He keeps responding.
I stopped responding.
Yeah, I was like, dude, just stop.
Hold on. Not to bring it up because what was it about again?
Just saying, like,
the dress code.
Yeah, the waves, 360
like the waves.
Waves.
You can't have the waves.
Yeah. No. And they like, yes, you can. I was like, well, you got to have a taper. And they was like, well, you don't know what the fuck you talking. I'm like,
damn.
Like, niggas be mad. Like, I had to block some of them. I don't have to block people.
That's good, actually.
Yeah. In the beginning, I was like going back and forth. Now I'm just like, man, fuck. Damn. Thank you for your service, man.
I'm about to comment when the old dude
all
like,
top.
Motherfuckers say I be gaslighting. I'm lying. I'm about to comment. Like, bitch, I don't be. I'm like,
just hardy.
JR, you got anybody?
Yeah, just shout out to y'all too, man. Y'all too, the podcast and everybody who listen. And I guess. You know,
you always like you read, like you said.
I know.
Like, oh no,
like, I have a habit. A Grammy speech.
I have a habit of looking down sometimes, so that's another reason why I ain't on the camera because they don't like me. That's fine, but yeah, shout out to all of y'all, man.
I mean, y'all can all fit on there if you want.
No, I'm good. Right,
his legs, I'm good. Hell no,
legs rubbing.
All right, sit up there like yeah, man.
So people don't listen to my shout out. Shout out to my wife and. Son.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
Speaking of.
Shout out to, you know, the fans, the haters, everybody out there, man. You know, shout out to people that say, you know, your shirt tight motivated me. You know, I'm down 16 pounds since that comment.
Hey.
No, he ain't going to let it go. But, yeah, man, it's my shout out.
All right, man. Shout out to all you brothers, man. Appreciate all y'all showing up and showing out, man. As usual.
We here.
Shit. Yeah, man. Jameson, when you get done with school, you know, come on,
for sure. For sure.
But, what you call it? Listeners, we appreciate y'all. Everything y'all do, listening, liking, subscribing, commenting, big up in us, shitting on us, all that, man. Shout out, King ODZ, he just dropped a new single, Hard to Obtain. You should hear it playing up under the shout outs right now. Also, shout out Stacks 100. He back doing a freestyle that week. Shout out Hitman Podcast, Chris and MG. And again, appreciate y'all listeners. Shout out to my family. Damn. But
shit.
Sure, was no way. other than that, we are out. This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.